Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and we are back here to finish up the Firebolt edition of the Pottermore quiz that we started in the last episode.
And once again, we have Luke back with us. So Luke, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, it's me.
All right, and we have a random question for you again before we launch right back into the quiz. So Seth, what is our question for Luke?
Peanut butter. Chunky or creamy?
Ooh,
life man.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't actually know how many people are going to feel about, how people are going to feel about this, but I am most definitely on the chunky side.
Okay. Hey, welcome, brother.
Oh, yeah.
All right, put it there.
And now you can ask any random question to us, and then we'll launch back into the quiz.
Okay, let's see, random question. What is your number one song right now?
That's a difficult question. We're going to let Seth go first on this one.
Of course.
I was totally not ready for this.
Me neither.
Actually, Lily's theme, kind of topically, because we're talking about Harry Potter, the theme or the song that I have been stuck on this past week has been Lily's theme from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I love instrumental music, so I feel you right there.
It's amazing.
Speaking of instrumental music, the song that's actually been in my head a lot fairly recently is I was listening to the end credits song, like that leads into the end credits of Star Wars Episode 3. It's specifically the part that goes, bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-do-do-do-dum. You know, is that like Luke or Leia's theme?
That's Luke's theme when he's staring at the sun.
Yeah, it's,
right.
I believe
in Episode 3 is where I was listening to it.
Oh, Episode 3. It's still
called Binary Sunset.
Right, but okay. that particular part, and then going into the end credits of Star Wars, has been in my head recently, so I guess that would be my song.
And just for you guys, my favorite song at the moment has to be The Parting Glass. It's an old Irish folk song.
Oh,
interesting.
Man, I am so hooked. They sing it at the Renaissance Festival before you leave. So I finally looked up the lyrics, and I was like, this is an amazing song. So there you go.
I'm familiar with the song, but
I'm gonna have to go find it. It just sounds interesting. It's Irish.
It's pretty sad, but the whole flavor of the song is very jovial. Like, hey, you're leaving, but pour me a glass and we'll drink to your health. So
That's so good. It's so Irish too.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes perfect sense. All right, we're gonna launch back into the quiz. So for this final section of the quiz, we have the hard quiz. Now, Luke is going to be our MC, if you will. He will be our person reading the questions. And Seth and I are going to do our best to put our trivia knowledge to the test or something like that. We're going to try to answer these questions.
It sounded better in my
head. Sure. We're trying to answer these questions and not make complete fools of ourselves, despite one of us for sure being kind of rusty. That would be me.
Well, you were better than me, so.
Ever so slightly.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the easy questions, too.
Well, I hope you enjoy 20 questions. We're going to double up the
easy
questions.
We're
going to play
20
questions. Is it a vegetable or an animal? This isn't that type
yellow.
Of 20 questions.
Oh, nope, sorry.
Well, it's actually a snitch, but many broomsticks are flown in a full game of Quidditch?
7, I think.
That's just one team, though.
Oh, so
full game.
Well, that would be 14, unless there's officials, but I don't think there are any officials.
There is a ref. I don't remember if the ref... I know at Hogwarts, the ref has a broomstick.
So there are options, but I'll only give them if you request them.
Can we have the options? So we're nowhere on the right track.
Okay.
It says 15 is one of the options.
So you were right as 7 is... you were right that 14 is on the list.
Okay.
So it's probably most likely two teams.
Right.
So your options are 14, 15, and 16, or... 267. I'm not even joking.
I kind of doubt it's the last one. That just doesn't seem right.
I'm sticking with 15 on this one.
That does sound right. I didn't remember that there was an official, but I feel like there has to be. Wasn't it Madam Rooch?
Madam Hooch.
Hooch, yeah. Rooch.
Okay.
Madam Hooch. So, yeah, 15 probably.
So we will select that. Oh, I just tap it.
Yes.
Next question. Oh, it didn't even tell me.
Oh,
if it's green, does that mean it was correct?
Yes. Green is correct.
Then you got it correct.
Hey!
Guys.
Yay!
We know our Harry Potter.
Yay!
That was another fictional logic question.
Obviously, I don't know what this means. So, okay, you guys got it right. We're gonna go on to another select all that reply. All that apply. Sorry.
This is why we have post.
which are not passwords to get into Dumbledore's office?
Oh
man.
So.
Man. This is from one of the later books, isn't it?
It's from all of the books.
Oh, that's right. He resets his password throughout the thing.
Oh, no.
So your options are cockroach cluster, licorice wand, sherbet lemon, and fizzing wisby.
That last one sounds correct, but it also sounds like something else.
The only one
I've
for
heard
sure.
That before.
I know right. Sherbet Lemon is a password
I was
to Dumbledore's
say, that
office.
Also sounds familiar.
That was book one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the first mm-hmm. book.
Exactly.
The Whizzing Wisby was also something sold by Fred and George, wasn't it?
Something like that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually a password.
Licorice wand doesn't sound right, though.
It doesn't.
Hmm. You want to go with that one?
I think is it select all that apply?
Yeah, so
I'm thinking like what's that?
It could be
one,
two, or three. So cockroach cluster, licorice wand, sherbet lemon, and fizzing wisby.
I almost want to go with one and three, but I don't have strong evidence for one and three.
I'm gonna say just licorice wand.
Just licorice wand.
Okay, and the answer
and you were going for one and three.
One
so
and
cockroach
three.
Cluster, sherbet lemon. Oh, Seth is correct. The only one that is not a password is licorice wand.
You know, that's what I was thinking, because cockroach cluster sounded like one of those like candies that you
would
get.
Yeah, I don't remember cockroach cluster being a password, but I guess it was at some point.
Hmm.
Oh, so we were choosing ones that wasn't a password?
Correct.
Yeah, confused.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Oh, you were choosing ones that were passwords.
I'm all confused. All right. Well, The good news is I missed that question anyways. So.
So we'll just move on to the next one. It's just a simple selection. Of which Hogwarts house is Terry Boot a member?
Ooh,
oh,
and your options are Hufflepuff.
Oh, maybe he's an Ilvermorny.
Maybe he's the headmaster. No.
Ilvermorny didn't exist at that point in the wizarding world. Well, no. It did, but it was never referenced.
I never knew Hufflepuff was a badger.
Maybe he was in the Mines of Moria.
Is that a badger? Is Hufflepuff a badger?
Hufflepuff is a badger.
That's
okay.
A badger.
I always picture Jigglypuff. That's all I...
close enough.
I'm thinking either... As it's not a Slytherin. His name doesn't sound mean enough to be a Slytherin.
I almost want to go with a Ravenclaw or a Hufflepuff.
I'm honestly thinking Ravenclaw on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as strong of a case as I have for any of them. So let's go Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, you are correct.
Hey!
That was pure guesswork. That deserves a high five.
All right.
Off the mic.
Good
that
one,
was a
guys.
High five.
Good one.
That was a great high five. I'm sure you could barely hear it.
Just like, you know, a little pop. All right. On to question four, guys. You're doing great.
All right.
Which polyjuice potion ingredients must be acquired at the full moon?
Ooh.
I think we're going to need options for this one.
It's not the hair, because that you can get any time.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
Right, exactly. So the options are fluxweed, not grass, a bit of whoever you wish to turn into. So
that
would be hair.
Not that one.
Or newt spleen.
Is this a select all that apply, or is it just the one?
It's just the one. It's just selecting one. Which one must be acquired at the full moon?
What was the second one again?
Not grass.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. It makes more sense for it to be like a plant.
I was going to say probably the first or second one. Probably.
So fluxweed or not grass.
I'm going to go with the first one. Just, you know, on a whim. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm... Fluxweed or not grass? Both of those sound really magical, but I'm not sure if...
Watch it be the fourth one.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta carve out that spleen, man.
Only at midnight
on...
All right, so fluxweed, not grass? I'm gonna
say fluxweed.
All right, both on fluxweed. You are correct. Both got it.
Wow.
There we go.
Amazing.
That was a guess.
Totally a guess.
It was a shot in the dark under the full moon.
Wait, amazing.
Shot in the dark under the full.
I don't know.
Well, the questions don't get easier. They're still talking specifics.
Sure. Yep.
So this one is, what type of creature is an Ashwinder?
Ooh.
Or an Ashwinder. I don't know what they're pronouncing.
Sounds like a snake.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds literally like a snake.
So your options are bird, fish, dog, or serpent.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a serpent.
Let's go with
but
a
it
snake.
Also sounds like a sidewinder. So that's probably what's throwing us off if it isn't a serpent. But we'll go with serpent.
Yeah, I don't see what else it could be, but it's not
maybe,
a snake.
Maybe a bird, but we'll go with serpent.
Yeah, you're correct. Ashwinder is a type of
serpent. All right.
Well,
there
that
we
was
go.
Easy then, I guess. That was another logic question.
Okay. True or false, Aragog's wife is called Mosag, or Mosag.
Aragog.
That's the head spider guy.
Yeah. What is his wife? Do they ever say his wife's name?
Don't spiders eat like their partner?
Well, usually the wife would eat the guy.
In real life.
Oh, well, yeah. At least black widows do. Maybe some others.
So this is a true or false. Aragog's wife is called Mosag or Mosag, whatever you want to say.
It doesn't show up in the movie as far as I know, so that would be a book question. So. I honestly don't remember. Yeah, so I'm going to go false on that one.
I don't even know if they mention it.
Something in me is feeling like that's true. So I'm going to say true on that
one.
All right.
You just kind of pick one and tell us you got it right.
It is true.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
It is true. Discover more about Aragog. No thanks.
Exactly. That's a little rabbit hole we don't want to fall into.
Oh, all these
Wikipedia
pages.
There's too many spiders
pages.
In that rabbit hole. Oh, no.
Goodbye, friends of Hagrid.
No!
The only rabbits that could live down there is the one from Monty Python.
So on a more lighter note, which team from the Ministry of Magic is responsible for modifying the memories of muggles who have been exposed to magic?
That's not the Aurors, because those are the guys that fight the Dark Lord guys, isn't it?
Well, the memory charm is
the Men in Black, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Neuralizer. Well, the memory charm is Obliviate, so I would imagine it'd be something to do with that, or like the Ministry.
Remember. What are the options?
Like the Ministry for Obliviating
you got,
or something?
You got two of them on the list. It's Aurors,
no.
Unspeakables,
no.
The Wizen Gamut, or the Obliviators.
Obliviators has got to be it, because that's the actual charm that they use.
Well, the Wizen Gamut is like the big trial that Harry gets put on in the fifth book.
All right, then.
That's where Umbridge first shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy, you guys got it. That's
boom,
correct.
There we go.
All right, we know some of our trivia. We're logicking these.
It's going to get so much harder from here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, this one has maps.
Oh, gosh.
Where can the demiguys be found with a difficulty? So
demigod? That's got to be a Fantastic Beast question.
Really?
Because I don't think that shows up in the book.
So
if it does, it's like in a footnote or something.
Yeah.
South America, Russia, North Sea, Far East.
That's
demigods.
Demigods. Where can they be found with difficulty? Where are they not normally found? well, demigods are very habitually known to hate bananas, so definitely South America. I'm entirely kidding,
that's
but I'm going to go with South America.
Fantastic logic.
That's how it works.
Seth, you
right?
got any answer here?
It sounds kind of exotic. I think I'm going to take a gamble and say Far East.
Far East. Okay. All right, I'm just going to select
unless they're found
one.
There naturally.
You know, I think it's Russia. No, we'll select Far East. You are correct.
What? You're joking.
No, you did the green all the way through.
That's not even a fair question.
Sorry.
Okay.
David, that's not even a fair question. You got it right. You're just one of those people that like flies through school with straight A's. I know it.
That was me in high school. I definitely did that in high school. But
okay. Now back to the books, because I've heard of this one. What house was Moaning Mortal?
Myrtle.
Moaning Mortal. Moaning Myrtle sorted into.
Oh, dear. She was Gryffindor? That doesn't sound
right. That doesn't sound Myrtle. What house does Myrtle sound like she would be? That kind of sounds like
I'm leaning towards Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff.
I'm kind of leaning towards either Slytherin or Ravenclaw.
I don't think it was Slytherin.
I don't think it was Slytherin.
Slytherin doesn't sound right at all.
Why am I helping you guys? I'm the moderator, for Pete's sake.
Hey, I will take help on these questions.
I want to go with Hufflepuff because she helped him find whatever was in that like bathroom that she haunted. So.
And as we all know, Hufflepuffs are particularly good finders.
And as we all know, that's the only trait they have, Cassie. I'm just kidding. She told us that was definitely not the case. But I'm going to go with Hufflepuff just because, I mean,
Hufflepuff,
me.
All right. And Seth?
The Jigglypuffs? Oh.
I'm going to say Ravenclaw.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be right, I bet.
Ravenclaw is correct.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to start going with Seth's answers.
Yeah, no, that's he made me go first in a lot of them. So okay.
Hey, Seth, what's the answer to the next one?
Yeah, you know, what is the answer to what year was Ollivander's founded?
1876. Just kidding. I don't know.
No, it's older than that.
I know.
Yeah, they get so 57 BC, 382 BC,
no,
712 BC, and 465 BC.
Those are all extremely specific numbers.
Wow. What was the third option?
712 BC. That is the oldest option on the list.
Oh, that doesn't seem right. I want to go with the 300 one.
57, 382, 712, or 465 BC.
I want to go 382, just because why not? I honestly have no idea.
Well, when you're guessing...
Well, I'm going to change my answer to what I said.
Well, I was actually thinking 382 before you said that.
Well,
so
then let's go with that. Maybe I'll be
382
right.
BC.
You are correct. What the crap, guys?
I passed school by guessing all of the questions.
Hey, that's
I
what I did.
I just shouted that.
That was
Jeez,
my strategy.
You are correct. Oh, man.
How in the world? That was a guess.
Wow.
I can get some right by guessing.
That's what I've been doing.
I don't even know, guys.
What is this next question?
Wow.
All right. So it's select all that apply.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What shades of blue robes does Lockhart wear in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Oh, what doesn't he wear
Your
in Harry
options
Potter?
Are forget-me-not blue, peacock blue, turquoise, or aquamarine.
Peacock
you can see the colors here.
Ooh, pretty colors.
Is this in the movie?
Oops, sorry about
it's
that.
It's in the books, because it's several times in the books he's described as wearing different colored robes. I know, I think Forget-Me-Not Blue matched his eyes, so that was one
I was
going to
go with
wear.
Forget-Me-Not, and then what was the third or fourth?
Wait, we're selecting there. The ones that don't apply.
No, what does he wear?
What does he wear?
Forget-Me-Not, I want to go with that one. It's just not, that sounds like Lockhart.
Forget-Me-Not is definitely a yes, I think.
Forget-Me. There's also peacock, turquoise, and aquamarine.
I feel like it was either aquamarine or turquoise.
Aquamarine sounds right.
I don't think it was the lighter one, whatever that middle turquoise.
Peacock blue.
I don't
turquoise.
Think peacock was blue.
You going with aquamarine too? Is that it?
I don't think I'm going to go with peacock and forget me not just cuz those sound better in my mind.
It's been a little while since I've listened to Chamber of Secrets. I'm going to say forget me not blue and aquamarine for sure.
Okay. I was going to go with peacock instead of aquamarine, so we'll see what the actual answer is. We're probably both wrong this time.
Oh, okay. So Seth, you were on the right track. The correct answer was forget-me-not blue, aquamarine, and turquoise.
Oh,
and turquoise.
Okay. Peacock blue was actually
turquoise.
Not correct.
Oh,
so.
No. Well, I got the one right.
You did, yeah.
That was a gimme, though, because it's Lockhart.
Forget-me-not, yeah, exactly.
Kenneth right. Branagh, though. He.
Okay, question 12. What number is Harry's vault at the Gringotts Wizarding Bank?
Oh no!
Dude,
you have to give me the options. I feel like I would recognize it.
So these are all three-digit numbers. We have 713, 711, 687, and 627.
Oh no! Oh, I'm getting it confused. Two of those numbers sound right, but one of them is the one that this Philosopher's Stone was in the first book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I can't remember which one is
separate.
I'm torn right now between 713 and 687.
I was going to go 687 as well.
Okay, I was going to go 27 if I chose.
let's go with 687 then.
See how far off we are. It's probably
That's
seven.
Right.
What?
Got
Again?
That was a guess.
You guys. That's really funny.
Why did I not guess more on tests? Forget studying.
I know, right? Just choose.
Man. This is how I make
I'm just
going to
choose C every time.
Exactly. My goodness.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So trying now. I'm actually getting hoping this thing stumps you. But, who?
As if we weren't stumped before.
Who says this? I wouldn't touch a filthy little blood traitor like her, whatever she looked like.
Hmm.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds.
That's got to be like a, almost like a Death Eater.
It sounds like something Draco would say, but not quite.
But that wouldn't that be too obvious?
Draco, well, it
question.
Would.
I can
but
just give you the opposite.
That might sure. be better.
Yeah.
Draco just calls everyone Mudblood.
So there's Lucius Malfoy, Marcus Flint, Blaise Zabini, and Barty Crouch Jr. So Draco's not even on
My
there.
Original thought was actually Lucius Malfoy.
Hmm.
But I don't have any reason to
Mark,
have that be a credible answer.
I don't think it's Marcus Flint because he only shows up for he's like a sixth year in book one or something.
Yeah.
He's the Quidditch head captain or head of the Quidditch team for Slytherin in a couple of the books.
Okay,
I don't think
yeah,
it's
I was
him.
Thinking Oliver Wood was the guy for Gryffindor.
Yeah, that's
for the
that's
first,
right.
Like, year or two.
I don't Blazebeanie. I think he's a Slytherin, but that's about all I remember about him.
He might not actually be a Death Eater.
Or maybe, I don't know, Blaze. That might
I want to go with Lucius Malfoy, just because that sounds like something he would say.
It really so does.
If he didn't say it, he should have. Wait, no.
But I feel like they add a lot of the more common characters or recognizable as like red herrings. That's what
or
I feel.
Or maybe it's the other way around. They add all the other
Can you read the quote
ones.
Through again?
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch a filthy little blood traitor like her, whatever she looked like.
Hmm. Okay, that's so blood traitor. That's not a mud. That sounds like
a Malfoy.
That
thing
sounds
to me.
It does, but it also sounds like a pure blood wizard consorting with like half bloods or whatever.
Well, wouldn't Lucius be talking about not being with a half blood or a quote unquote mud blood to use the colloquial term?
That's so obvious, though.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with it just because it feels right to me.
Seth, can I have your answer?
And
then I'll switch my answer to Seth.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Actually, I don't think it's Moody either, but...
No, it wouldn't be Moody. It'd be Barty Crouch.
Well...
Pretending to be Moody, if anything.
Oops, spoilers.
Yes,
for those
as if there weren't already.
For those of you out there, spoiler warning.
It's either Lucius Malfoy or Blazebeanie, because neither of the other two makes sense. I mean, just for the heck of it, I'm going to say Blazebeanie.
Oh, boy. That means I'm wrong.
Yeah, because Blazebeanie is correct.
You've got to be kidding me.
Sorry, David.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I told you I was going to switch my answer, so that means I got it right.
That's true. You guys did. Yeah. Hooray. Everybody did it.
All right.
And for those of you just joining us, welcome back to Seth Guesses Correctly on quizzes.
On this episode, Seth gets everything correct except for when he doesn't.
You missed one that was a part select all, and that's all you've missed.
Seriously?
No, it was a true or false. Oh, on this quiz, you mean?
Yeah, on this quiz.
On the previous quiz, you missed a true or false, and that was it.
I did.
It's supposed to be super hard. I don't know.
Well, he's super lucky at guessing.
I'm also logicking the heck out of these questions.
I mean, okay. So am I. I'm just bad at it.
All right, well, let's see if you can logic out of the last six. Okay, so this is a select all that apply. What are two of the known hobbies of Professor Quirrell? Travel, wizard chess, pressing wildflowers, or needlework?
Chess sounds right.
Select all that apply.
The only one of those that I'm absolutely certain about is travel, because I know he did that for quite a while before book one.
And I was going to say, he probably did well at chess, because in book one, one of the obstacles was the big chess game. And see, he somehow got past
that's
that.
Right,
yeah,
that's
his,
right.
So either he was good at chess or he just avoided that obstacle altogether.
Probably cheated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he set it up, didn't he?
No, his was the troll in the next room.
Oh, exactly.
McGonagall, I think, was the one who set up the chess trap.
So okay. He might know chess.
I'm going to say travel. That's the only one that I'm completely certain of.
I'll go with travel and chess just to be slightly different, and I'm going to be wrong. Or maybe I'll be right this time.
All right, I'll put in travel and wizard chess.
Just to find out.
Ah, no, you both are incorrect.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You both have travel as one of them.
So what's the other
one? The last one is pressing wildflowers.
What? What?
Professor Quirrell.
What?
What a strange... He only shows up in book one, too.
Yeah, because he dies.
Yeah, he melts. Or turns into rock, I forget. Pressing wildflowers.
Right. Wow, okay.
Seth, your intuition has failed you.
Yeah, just like you're pressing
your
luck.
Never mind that mine did too.
The other thing was that I knew Dumbledore does needlework.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably threw that in there.
Yeah.
Ron learned how to do chess.
Ron's thing was wizard chess.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, travel was the only one I was certain about because wildflowers didn't sound right at all, but I guess it was.
We need to go back and look at book one again.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
We have an easy question. Oh.
Yeah, no, have fun with this one. So what is the name of the wizard who ends up with a buffalo on his chest when he said S instead of F?
Neville Longbottom.
Your options are Barucio, Barustio, Barufio, and Barofio.
Well, I wonder if it's that character.
I remember when this is talked about. It's in the first book in Charms with Professor Flitwick.
Right.
But I don't remember what the name is. Read the quote one more time.
What's the name of the wizard who ends up with a buffalo on his chest when he says S instead of F?
S instead of
Basically, we have to get the right spelling of the guy's name. Yeah. They gave us the guy's name. We just don't know the spelling.
Baruccio, Baruccio, Baruffio, and Baruffio.
Baruffio is what I'm going to go with.
Okay, Baruffio for David.
Which is the third option. Seth is going to differ and get it correct.
Don't push me. On a hard one like this, I'm probably going to screw it up.
Yeah, your luck is going to run out eventually. Did you take a pile of
Felix Felicis?
Felix Felicis. My tongue is not working right now. I apologize.
You said S instead of F. So that's implying that F was supposed to be the thing that he should say.
That would be in the spell, not in his name.
That's true. So if it's, that really isn't, maybe it's a hint. I don't know. Probably I think not. I'm actually going to go with Baruffio.
Two Baruffios. Okay. Yes.
All right. Are we correct?
Are we?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Read an extract featuring Baruffio. Oh my God.
We got it again. This time it was my intuition.
I'm never going to be this lucky again.
Me neither. Actually, I'm not
like
even
you've
all
taken
that.
These before. No,
no I haven't.
All right. Well, this one's actually a quote, if that intrigues you.
Ooh.
Who says this? My name was down from Eton, or Eton.
Oh.
You know. I can't tell you how glad I am I came here instead.
I know this one.
So, Ernie Macmillan, Draco Malfoy, Justin Finch Fletchley, or Cormac McLaggen?
It's totally Draco Malfoy. Except that it's not at all. I know who this is. Because it's in Herbology in Chamber of Secrets where this character is talking to Harry and Hermione.
Read the question again.
My name was down from Eton, you know. I can't tell you how glad I am I came here instead.
Eton is another British college.
Read all the other choices, but not Draco.
Ernie Macmillan, Justin Finch Fletchley, or Cormac McLaggen.
It's either that second one or the fourth one,
that
I think.
Cormac McLaggen is just fun to say, but that's not the right answer.
I think it's the second one. That sounds more likely.
Justin Finch
Fletchley? It's Justin Fletchley. Finch Fletchley.
All right.
That sounds right.
You got it right again.
He later gets petrified. That's the only reason I remember.
You guys.
I didn't actually remember. I was just guessing at what sounded correct. But I got it.
Okay. Three left.
Ooh.
The door to the prefect's bathroom is to the left of a statue of whom? Boris the Bewildered, Lachlan the Lanky, Wilfred the Wistful, or Gregory the Smarmy?
I don't think it was that last one.
That's such a great name, though.
That doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't, but it's really funny. Again.
Boris the Bewildered, Lachlan the Lanky, or Wilfred the Wistful?
Oh, I want to go with
which name sounds like a bathroom?
The third one, to be honest.
Wilfred?
Or maybe the first one. The Bewildered or the Withered.
Bewildered?
I don't know. I'm kind of, for whatever reason, I'm kind of caught up on the name Boris the Bewildered.
That was actually my sort of guess, too.
Yeah,
I'm thinking either that one or the third one.
I'm gonna go with Boris the Bewildered.
I'm going to go with you on that one because you're usually right.
Boris the Selected. But this might be the one time, David.
No, I won't risk it.
Okay, good, because it's correct once again.
I mean, after Baruffio.
All right.
Our luck is going to run out eventually.
So we actually have a true or false on this one.
Oh, no. Man. We're going to get this one wrong.
When Harry watches the Sorting Hat for the second time in his fourth year, he witnesses Kevin Whitby put into Hufflepuff?
No, he was Gryffindor, wasn't it?
Kevin Whitby.
Wasn't he the young kid that
basically,
was put in Gryffindor?
The true or false is, was Kevin Whitby put into Hufflepuff?
I don't think so, but I'm also probably thinking of a different character.
Yeah, most likely.
But there was, yeah. But I seem to remember in one of the later stories, there was like a younger kid that was like a huge fan of Harry's, and he got put in Gryffindor, was like so happy.
That's Colin Creevy that you're
thinking of. Oh, right. Okay, shoot.
Of course, yes. You know, yeah, just like me and my Harry Potter knowledge.
Well, it's Chamber of Secrets again. I just came off that one.
No, but this is, did you say the fourth book?
It's the fourth year, yeah, so it would be the fourth book.
Fourth,
because he missed it both of the other 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to agree because of what I was originally thinking was actually that other character.
That is correct.
Hey! More
high
fives.
That was actually better.
Great.
We have one question left where our ruck could possibly run out. I said that properly. Don't worry about it.
So on the last question, is this the last question? Yes.
Should be.
Where did Quidditch originate?
Oh.
Hogsmeade.
No.
Quebec.
Quebec.
Quidditch Marsh. Or Castelobruxo.
It wouldn't be Quidditch Marsh. That's too easy.
I wanted to say like Quebec or something, but that's also Canada, so that doesn't really...
Quebec.
Or is that Quebec. Spelled differently than Quebec?
Quebec.
Oh, that's Quebec. That's a different name.
Quebec.
Quidditch, because that's almost a... Quidditch. That's almost a perversion of Quidditch, Quidditch Marsh, Quidditch.
Hmm. Well, honestly, I have no idea, so that one sounds about right. What was the first
that's
option
so
again?
Obvious,
Hogsmeade.
Though.
No, that's not going to be right.
It's not Hogsmeade. Definitely not Hogsmeade.
What was the last one again?
Castelobruxo.
That name
it doesn't ring any bells for me either, so.
Yeah.
Should we go with that third
Let's
one?
Let's just say Quidditch Marsh.
All right.
Hey, you're right.
Hey, there's another high five.
Yay!
All right, bonus round. This is actually the last one.
Oh,
man.
Apparently I was counting incorrectly or whatever.
Question 19 out of 21.
Okay, so. To finish the quiz on question 20, your question is, during the first journey to Hogwarts, which chocolate frog card does Ron tell Harry he has about six of?
Oh, shoot. This sounds super familiar.
This one's...
I don't remember the actual... What are the choices that might help?
The problem is that this one actually is different in the movie. So I know what it is in the movie.
In the book is different?
Don't know what it's...
Yeah, because in the movie, isn't it like Dumbledore?
Yeah, in the movie, it's Dumbledore. Oh, yeah. I don't think this is talking about the movie, though.
Your choices are Cersei, Paracelsus, Paracelsus?
Paraclesis?
Paraclesis. No,
that's not a theological
term.
It's C-E-L.
I'll say Paracelsus.
Okay.
Agrippa and Morgana.
Ooh, Morgana actually sounds...
Morgana does sound right.
Familiar.
Cersei's the only one other in there that I'm... certain is like magically connected to things and stuff.
I want to go with just Morgana. That sounds
more
promising
to
me, but I don't know if it's right.
That's kind of the way I'm leaning as well.
Okay.
Let's find out.
You are correct.
Yes! We actually did really well.
On the hard ones.
Wow. So, I think I did better on the hard. Maybe not.
I misclicked one of the answers. So you actually got a 17 out of 20.
Wow.
Wow.
But for a 16 out of 20, it says that you did poorly.
What?
Well, that's probably because people took the quiz and they'll like research the questions while they did it because it was silly. I mean, for
you guys. Because you could just Google it, I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
For Seth answering all of the medium questions, it said we did poorly even though he got all but one right. So...
Wow, that's a good amount of knowledge that you guys know.
Wow.
A good amount of guesswork, to be honest.
Yeah, for real.
Wow, that was a new experience right there. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this second part of this episode. Kind of a long episode, but that's okay. It was a fun time. Luke, thanks for joining us. And once again, we're going to let you, let's do the same thing we did in the first one, where you just go ahead and hum a random pitch, and we're going to harmonize on the third and the fifth. I'll take the third this time. You take the fifth, Seth. And we'll just sing all goodbye right. While you hum. And if you want to drop the octave again, go ahead.
Okay. It's good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. Yeah. It was our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.